Welcome to the Sales Experience Podcast, the show for salespeople and sales leaders, where we help you create the ideal sales experience to generate raving fan customers. Grab your notepad and get ready for actionable steps you can use to change sales from a dirty word to an act of service for your prospects. Now for your host, Jason Cutter.
Hello and welcome to season two of the Sales Experience Podcast. My name is Jason Cutter. I'm so excited if you're listening to this, whether you're brand new, you just found this episode as a part of season two, or you listen to all or some of season one. Either way, I'm glad that you're here. And in this episode, kicking off this new season, I wanted to recap a little bit of what happened before, talk about what I've been doing during the break in the seasons, and then kind of my plans for the show. So this episode is not going to be necessarily a lot of sales tips and sales strategies. So if you're listening to this, please listen to it anyway, because it'll kind of set up the framework for where we're going in this season. Similar to season one, episode one, where that was more setting the foundation and talking about it and building kind of the expectation, the relationship together. So hopefully you listen to this one, give you some information, some background. Don't worry, upcoming episodes, I already have a lot planned. There's a lot of exciting stuff going on. You're going to get lots of value to help with your sales career or managing salespeople or running an organization where you have a sales team. Don't worry. In this episode, I want to talk about a few things. First, let's talk about season one. So in season one, I did 100 episodes, 5 days a week, 20 weeks, as well as 10 additional bonus guest episodes. Make sure to check those out if you haven't. They're all on the cutterconsultinggroup.com website with the episodes, with the full transcripts, with the links for any guests and their information so you can find them, as well as if it's just me blabbing into the microphone, talking about sales and nerding out about sales, then you can find any links or any information that I talked about specifically. But like I said, all the transcripts are there. So if you like reading it and knowing what happened in the episodes, you can find them there, cutterconsultinggroup.com. Then what happened is I had originally set a goal. I wanted to do 100 episodes, 5 episodes a week, 1 episode a day, try to keep them 10 to 12 minutes if I can. Some of them, as you know, went a little long because once I get on a roll, it's definitely going to be long-winded. I can go into it. But again, my goal is always to provide value. Then what happens? I hit my goal, 100 episodes plus the bonus ones. And then I wanted to take a break. I got to a point where TV shows do it and a lot of other series do it, but podcasts generally don't. And creators don't necessarily do it because they either are on a roll and they keep creating or they feel this pressure to create and force it. And I felt like there was a natural break at that point in the episodes. I wanted to take a step back, end the season, take a few months, and then relaunch into season two, which is what you're listening to here. Now, what did I do during that time? Now, as you may know, I have a consulting business, which I've been doing for a year now. And that journey over the last year, which I'm going to talk more about in the show in extra bonus episodes, talk more about myself, kind of my past, why I'm here, what's led me to do this, my story, which usually when I tell people everything I've been through or what I've done in life, that they think that I should be telling that story more. And so I'm going to go into more of that as this season goes forward. I generally don't. I generally just use my analytical part of my brain. I want to jump in. I want to give you facts. I want to give you actionable items that you can use as a sales rep, a manager, an owner. And then there's the story side, which I don't do enough, which I'm going to cover more this season. But part of what I've been doing is working on my consulting business and growing that. And I have been really busy over the last 6 months with consulting projects, with consulting clients. I've been doing a lot of traveling. I was in Belize and I was in San Diego a lot. I have clients in San Francisco. And so I've been really busy with that part. And I wanted to take some time to look at what was happening, what was some updated information and kind of observations I had regarding salespeople, what was going on, so I could use that and kind of jump into the season with some relevant things, not just what I have seen in the past, but what I'm still seeing. Now, part of that revelation and part of what I've been seeing has also led me to work on a project which I started last year, 2018, and then got it to a certain point and stopped it, which is writing a book. And so I've written a book. As of when you listen to this, when I publish this episode, I will have written the book in a draft form, and actually I'm pre-editing it so I can get it ready for a professional editor and try to catch all the things that I can so that he can go through it and get it ready for actually going to print. So I've been working on that in off hours, just writing. One of the nice things about me is that I can write a ton of content. So blog articles, angles, you know, scripts, even the beginning part of my show, season one, the first few weeks of episodes, I literally wrote them out word for word and then tried to keep myself on track. But that's writing 6,000-8,000 words a week just to do that. And so then I merged away from that where it's more outlined for myself, kind of keep me on track. And so I have the ability to write. I can write a lot of stuff once I get in the zone, especially if it's something I know, I can crank that out. My strengths are definitely writing, audio, meeting with people face to face. I don't really enjoy the video, being in front of a video camera by myself, which is why you don't see me do a lot of that. But I may try that some this season and, you know, with the guest episodes, which I'll talk about in a moment. And so working on the book and another project I launched because my consulting business is focused on helping companies with their inside sales teams and helping them with their sales success. And of course, if you want more information, plug here, go to cutterconsultinggroup.com, look at the information I have on there, reach out to me. Let's definitely set up a time to talk. And what I've also been working on is another project called the HiQ method, which is focused on sales reps. So if you're a salesperson listening to this, then I have an ebook, a webinar, and then basically a group coaching or a structured modular coaching program to help you take your career from order taker to quota breaker. And that's really kind of addressing a common theme that I've seen, a common issue. And so I've been working on that project. You can go to HiQmethod.com. It's H-I, the letter Q, and then method.com. And I'll mention this at the end as well, and I'll put it in the show notes. And so I've been working on those projects, launching them, and then I just felt like the time was right to get back into the podcast. Now, for season two, how is this going to look? You know, I mentioned it and I want to set the expectation. So I'm going to do 5 episodes a week or more. I might publish more based on what's happening so far as I'm creating this and kind of jumping into it. Again, I want to share my sales tips, things I see, my observations. I want to get into more documenting and explaining where I'm at in different projects, different journeys, and kind of mold that into the sales explanations, but also on my side. So those might become bonus episodes outside the framework of the 5 a week that I'm going to publish. You know, if you want to listen to an extra one, it's kind of, I wouldn't say behind the scenes, but it's more documenting more what's going on for me. And then also story mode, kind of telling more of my story or explaining some stuff in my past, kind of why I'm here and why I really love helping salespeople, because fundamentally I wasn't intended to be a salesperson. And so I'm going to share more of that journey. And then this season is going to be a lot more about guest episodes. So one of the things I wanted to do was reach out and bring in more guests. So sales owners, you know, owners of companies where they're directly dealing with sales teams, or they started out in sales, sales managers, sales leaders, VP of sales, sales coaches, business coaches, marketing coaches. I want to bring in more guests and not just my opinion and me sharing, but me having a dialogue with these guests, with special people on the show. So you can hear their opinions. There's a series of questions I want to ask every single guest. Now, whether I'm successful at that or not, I don't know. Because another part, keep in mind, and this is just a reminder, if you haven't heard them before, my guest episodes are different. And I don't really enjoy my own bias, and so I don't want to be a hypocrite. I don't enjoy pure interview shows where the host has the guest talk for 5 to 10 minutes about their life story, where they came from, their hero story, and all of that. I think that's what the internet's for. You can find all of that. I publish everything that a guest gives me, links, their bio, ways to find them. I will promote them like crazy. Please find them. The internet is there. There's no reason for them to tell you their life story before we jump into the meat. I value your time. If you want to read about them, you want to find out about them, you want to watch their videos, I'm going to put the links in there. You can find them, have fun with it, talk to them, reach out to them, do whatever you want. But in our time together on this podcast, when you're downloading this show and then listening to it, whatever that is, you're driving into work, you're trying to get your daily sales dose, or you're at the gym, or you're on a walk, or it's after work, you're doing chores, whatever that might look like, or you save them up like me and you listen on to a bunch on a flight and just back to back, whatever that is, I want to respect that time and I want to make the most out of it where it's valuable. Just get some gems, get some redirection, correcting your focus, helping with your mindset, your sales strategies, questions to ask, how to be successful. I want it to be mostly meat and value for you in these podcasts, especially with my guests. And so what's going to happen, because I already know with my format, with my style, especially as I'm approaching 10 minutes already on this kind of explainer episode one of season two, is that my guest episodes are going to be long. And instead of me making them guest episodes, what I'm going to do is I'm going to take them and then I'm going to chop them up into bite-sized 10 to 15 minute conversations, you know, parts of the conversation, and then we'll publish those every single day. So it'll be kind of a mini series. So that's probably what's going to fill up a lot of the 5 episodes a week, plus whatever extra ones I do to share more from my opinion. And so it's a little bit different format, but my goal is still to give you bite-sized, usable value with all my guests. It's what I tell them. I don't care what we talk about as long as it's fun and it's valuable and it would help you, the listener, whether you're a sales rep, sales manager, or an owner of a company. That's my goal, is to help you in any way that I can in our little time together each and every day. And so I already have a ton of guests lined up, people who want to be on the show, people I'm excited to talk to. And so I think there's going to be a lot of value in a wide range. So I've got somebody who's on deck who is actually the sales director of a funeral parlor, and everything from that to coaches and success coaches and B2B marketing platforms. Like, I want to bring in just a wide variety of interesting people where you can hear how sales is done, or their approach, or what they look for, what they've seen as successful in sales from all kinds of perspectives, with the ultimate goal of the mission of the podcast, which is to help change the landscape in which sales are done and take sales from being a dirty word and what people are embarrassed at times to call themselves a salesperson, and turn that into a sales professional where you love the experience you provide for your customers and the experience you give yourself as a salesperson, and you're proud to be called a salesperson, and you're actually changing lives and helping people buy things that will make themselves better in their life. So that's it for this show. That's it for episode 1, season 2. Welcome back. So glad you're here. Please make sure to go to cutterconsultinggroup.com. You know, that's for business owners, managers. Subscribe on there for newsletter updates, strategies, tips, anything to help with you and your sales team. Also, check out my sales success iceberg on there if you want to see everything that goes into being successful as a company or as a sales rep and as a sales team. Everything underneath the surface, using an iceberg as an example, which I'll talk about more on the show this season. And you can schedule a discovery call. Please set that up. Let's get on a free call. Let's just book a time and let me see how I can help you, if I can, with the success of your sales team. And if you're in sales, if you're a sales rep, or maybe even leading a team, check out HiQ Method, H-I-Q, and then method.com. I have a free ebook, a webinar, and then I'm also building a modular-based training course that you can go through to help with your sales process. And also, best place as well to find me outside of that is LinkedIn, where you can find me on there and we can chat. You send me a message. Let's get on a call. If you know me at all, you know I love nerding out, talking about sales, solving problems, and helping people with their own sales career or with their teams. And so I'd love to chat with anybody, sales, marketing, business, life, whatever that is. And so I have a lot of exciting stuff planned. Welcome to season 2, the Sales Experience Podcast. And as always, remember that everything in life is sales, and people will remember the experience you gave them.
Thank you for listening to the Sales Experience Podcast. Find show notes, more episodes, and join our email list by going to cutterconsultinggroup.com/podcast.